Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Dolores.
Who's calling?
Hi, Dolores. My name is Steven, and I'm actually the wedding planner for Brian and Katie.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm really good today.
Well, that's good. Does put me in an uncomfortable situation, though, because unfortunately, I'm calling today to sort of be the bearer of bad news.
Okay.
Well, I'm coordinating Brian and Katie's wedding.
Yes.
And I'm calling to regretfully inform you that you're not going to be able to attend their wedding.
What?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to have you there. Kind of overbooked things. And, well, we need to trim it down by a few people. So you've kind of been put on the chopping block.
I don't understand. I mean, I already RSVP'd that I'm coming.
Yeah. We had a lot of people RSVP, so we had to cut down the list a little bit. So we're sort of taking back the invite.
No, you can't do that. I mean, Katie's like my best friend since grade school.
Yeah, she mentioned you guys had known each other for a while. Oh, gosh, I didn't want to have to do this, but if you must know, we aren't rescinding your invite for overcrowding. There's actually a different reason. Oof, I could get in trouble.
What is going on here?
Okay, well they didn't want to tell you, but I think it'd be easier if I just told you. Your ex-boyfriend Tanner is attending the wedding.
Yeah, I knew that. What? So
Right.
what?
Right. Well, the bride and groom know about the animosity that you and your ex-boyfriend have toward each other, so they felt like it would be just safer to not have you both there.
So they're not inviting both of us? This is ridiculous.
Well, that's the tough part. Tanner's still invited, but unfortunately, you're being asked to not attend now. Yeah. And that's how I thought you might react.
The one who introduced Tanner to
Yeah.
them. They're not friends if it weren't for me.
Well, I'd be in a lot of trouble if they knew I was saying this to you. So please don't let it get past just this conversation. But Katie and Brian think that there's more potential with Tanner to be lifelong friends, I guess. That's what they told me. And like I said.
Lifelong friends with them. And Tanner's
Well, I've talked to Tanner and he sounded like a nice guy to me, okay? So please don't call him names, all right?
I'm going to call him whatever I want, that backstabbing son of a. Is this Tanner's doing? I want to speak to Katie right now. Put her on the phone.
Well, as you know, the wedding is next weekend and they need every minute to get ready for it. So I can't really let you talk to her about this whole situation. That's why I said I would call.
No, I'm getting in my car and I'm driving over there right now. I need to hear this from her mouth. I don't trust what you're telling me.
Well,
This is ridiculous.
I would advise you to wait a little bit. You seem emotional. That's definitely not a good time to have these conversations. Oh, are you sure? Okay, because you sound like you're keeping it together, but then at moments I can't really tell.
I can't tell why you're even on the phone with me right now.
Oh,
Put
well,
Kate on the phone.
I'm on the phone to disinvite you from the wedding. Thought we covered that.
Okay, you snarky little
Oh.
You need to get off the phone and put Katie on now.
Oh, gosh, I didn't want to have to do this, but to save your feelings, I feel like I have to be honest with you. I've been lying. I've been lying a little bit.
You've been lying to me. Does Katie hate me? What is going on?
No, I've been lying because this whole thing is just a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your ex-boyfriend Tanner set you up. No, I'm not. He wanted to have some fun with you before the wedding and hopes there's no hard feelings. So have fun.
We're both invited. Thank God.
Yeah, he said he'd be totally down to hang out with you after the wedding, too, if you know what I mean.
Don't think so.